Right now, many churches are planning their budgets for the next fiscal year. Your church can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by joining the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to include $1,000 in their mission or advertising budgets. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 on the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. Don't miss your congregation's budget deadline. Download the flyer and present it to your congregation today.
Well, there's a lot of colors, a lot of people, and a vast number of animals. Nobody wears glasses, but you're in like your 20s, 30s. You feel safe once you're in heaven because you feel scared down here. What's going to happen? How are we going to survive? When up there, you just feel safe.
That's Colton Burpo. It's now a familiar voice to many. He's appeared with his parents on television all over the place. And of course, if you have a copy of the best-selling book called Heaven is for Real, you got a picture of Colton there with his cute little yellow sweater and his flat top. He claims that he went to heaven, sat on Jesus' lap, heard the angels sing, saw his long-dead grandfather, his miscarried sister that he had no other knowledge of, and watched his father praying while he was in surgery for an emergency appendicitis. Did it really happen? What does he tell us about heaven? Did he actually visit heaven? Joining us for a review of the best-selling book, Heaven is for Real, Pastor Thomas Messer, pastor of Peace Lutheran Church in Alma, Michigan, and author of a recent review of Heaven is for Real. Pastor Messer, welcome back.
Thanks, Todd. Great to be back with you.
You actually have a story, a personal story, that makes this account somewhat poignant for you as well. You can sympathize with the parents and with little Colton here, can't you?
Oh, yeah, sure. When I read this book, I could relate very well and sympathize with what Pastor Burpo and his wife and family were going through. When my daughter, Sarah, was 6 months old, she had a large hole in her heart and had to have emergency surgery. And you know, the time waiting for that surgery to get finished and wondering if she's going to be okay. And as Pastor Burpo describes, the agony that he goes through as he's waiting to hear about how the surgery for Colton goes, you know, I can relate to that very well. Very scary, very dark times. And then, you know, what added more turmoil to me when all this took place, when Sarah was 6 months old, when they finally told us that she was okay, she came through the surgery just fine, everything was going to be great, and they let us go into the room, into the ICU room where she was. We were in there for a minute or two, and she flatlined. And there must have been 20, 30 doctors and nurses that came in there within 10 seconds and kicked us out and worked on her and quickly revived her kept us out for a while, but a half hour later, we were able to go back in, and she's been fine ever since. But yeah, you know, reading this story really kind of touched me because I've had a similar experience.
What claims, the book is actually written by the dad, by Pastor Todd Burpo, but what claims from his son Colton, in a nutshell, do they make in Heaven is for Real, about 2 minutes before our break?
Well, he makes all sorts of claims, and all of these claims come. Colton has surgery when he's almost four years old. He's 3 years old at the time, and a few months later, he begins to make claims. And the first claim he makes is that the angel sang to him when he was in the hospital, and so his parents ask him about that, and he says that he was sitting on Jesus' lap, and that Jesus had the angel sing to him because he was afraid. And then, you know, this revelation that comes from their then 4-year-old son startles them, and so the parents, especially Pastor Todd Burpo, begins to question his son over the course of a few years, and he makes all kinds of other claims. Jesus rides a rainbow horse. There's lots of colors in heaven. When Pastor Burpo asks Colton what Jesus looks like, the first thing out of Colton's mouth is that Jesus has markers. And then, you know, his dad says, what do you mean by markers? And he goes on to describe he has red markers on his hands and feet. Jesus wears a white robe and a purple sash. He's the only person in heaven that wears purple. An interesting thing that Colton reveals that really leaves you scratching his head, he says that he did homework in heaven, that Jesus was his teacher, and there were lots of kids in his class. Another thing that really has you scratching your head, he says that everybody's got wings in heaven except Jesus.
All right, let's take a break right there. When we come back, you know, I'm a cynic. Sounds to me like something a little kid would say about heaven.
This is a message for members of Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Thrivent Financial has a new charitable grant program called Thrivent Choice. Thrivent Choice allows you to designate charitable outreach funds to Lutheran Public Radio. For more information, look for the Thrivent logo under the Donate page of our website, issuesetc.org, or ask your Thrivent representative about Thrivent Choice. Help support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. with Thrivent Choice.
In a world awash with all sorts of information, opinions, and ideas, there is still a place where God's Word is the central and only focus. Messiah Lutheran Church, 801 North Madison, Lebanon, Illinois. At 9 o'clock on Sunday mornings, God's people gather there to listen to Him. There you will find His words of law and gospel, and of course, our Lord's Holy Supper. Bible classes focus on the Bible and the Lutheran confessions. Come, listen, believe, and live, and check out our website at messiahlebanon.org.
Equipping the priesthood of all believers. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
An update on baby Joseph.
This is a special commentary from the Susan B. Anthony List, named for the suffragette who was proudly pro-life.
Baby Joseph, whose story has been chronicled in the news lately, was born with a terminal illness. The Canadian healthcare system insisted his breathing tube be removed so he would suffocate. However, baby Joseph's parents requested he be given a tracheotomy so he could live a few months longer and die at home surrounded by his family. When this request was denied, the group Priests for Life intervened. They arranged for baby Joseph to receive a tracheotomy in St. Louis. It was a success. Now baby Joseph is back home in Ontario.
Are you pro-life? Then visit our website at sba-list.org and discover how you can make a difference. I'm Marjorie Dannenfelser, president of the Susan B. Anthony List. Thanks for taking a stand.
When he told us about his sister in heaven that we hadn't told him about, another one of those holy cow moments, okay, that, okay, he can't make this up, he can't invent this, no memory was planted. But the peace that came over us and the healing, you know, just the wow, I have a daughter waiting for me. I think a lot of people need that type of hope and healing too. And I think that's what a lot of people are finding when they hear Colton's testimony.
That's Todd Colton, author of the book Heaven is for Real, recounting recounting his son Colton's claims about going to heaven and meeting a miscarried daughter with no real knowledge that that had actually happened. We're doing a review of the best-selling book, Heaven is for Real. Pastor Thomas Messer is our guest. That's among the claims that the parents of Colton Burpo say swayed them to believe their son's claims. What else did the son say that convinced his parents that he'd actually been to heaven?
Well, for Pastor Burpo, he says in the book, first of all, you said you were a cynic before the break, so am I, and I think so was he when Colton first started revealing this stuff to him. At least that's how he comes off in the book. But one of the things he says is that that there's a lot of information that he hears Colton tell him, and then he remembers scripture passages, and he says there's no way Colton could have known this stuff. You know, they don't teach some of this stuff in Sunday school, and he knows he never read Colton some of these Bible stories, so he's becoming convinced on about some of that stuff, but a couple of the big daddy claims that really sort of convinced them. Besides the fact that Colton said he met his miscarried sister in heaven, he also says that he met his great grandfather Pop, his dad's grandpa, and that Pop told him all kinds of things. That he said that he was very close with Colton's dad, and told him how they hung out when Colton was a little boy, and they were very close, and describes all these things they did, and then later in the as the story goes on, they initially show Colton a picture of Pop. He died when he was 61 years old in a car wreck, and they showed him a picture of Pop, you know, just before he died as an old man, and Colton doesn't recognize him. But then later they show him a picture of Pop when he was a younger man, and Colton says, "How did you get a picture of Pop?" So there, you know, there's things like that along the way that that convinces them that there's no way he could have known any of this, and so obviously he had to have experienced this in heaven.
Is it a biblical picture? I mean, I'm asking you to apply your knowledge of what Scripture teaches, the little that it does tell us about the nature of eternal life between our death and the last day, the resurrection. Is it a biblical picture of heaven depicted here in this book?
Well, you know, that's one of the things that bothers me the most about the book, is that it gives the impression that where we go when we die, where our spirits go to heaven to rest with the Lord and to wait for the final day, and you know, to pray with the saints, and that heaven that exists right now, and heaven is for real. Colton's right about that. That heaven, we're not given a lot of information about what goes on there. You know, a lot of, is it a biblical picture? It's more a biblical picture of really the new heavens and new earth. It's more of a biblical picture of what life will be like, you know, after Christ returns and all the saints enter with him into the kingdom prepared for them before the foundation of the world and dwell with him and all the saints and angels forever in the new heavens and new earth. I mean, a lot of he says things like Pop, his great-grandfather, has a body, a new body, and that you can only get new bodies if you believe in Jesus. And he describes the lots of animals there and trees it's more of a picture of the new kingdom to come when Christ returns. And even Pastor Burpo, as he's, you know, authenticating what Colton's telling him about all these things he sees in heaven, he's doing it using scripture passages that are not describing where our spirits go when we die and await the final day. He's using scripture passages that that describe the new heavens and new earth, the eternal kingdom to come. So, you know, I mean, did this kid get a vision? Did he get a vision of heaven, or did he get a vision of the new heavens and new earth, or, you know, who knows? But what we do know is, or what I know as I read through this book, is what he's describing is not, it doesn't seem like it would be, what's a biblical account of the heaven we go to when our spirits die.
There's also the issue of, I think it goes along with kind of the near death or, what shall we say, dead for a while. I'm not trying to be facetious here or cute, but someone who claims to have died and then come back to life, there is the near-death experience claim here. How should we evaluate that generally in light of what Scripture teaches about us and the nature of death?
Well, it's hard to evaluate that generally because there's a lot of mystery there, Todd. As a pastor, I've seen a lot of things around death that are unexplainable. And I hear stories from other brother pastors. There's just something, and we know what it is. I don't want to sound like I don't know what's going on, but still, there's an element of mystery there. There's a lot of these near-death experiences that can probably be written off, as having dreams or visions, or you know, the brain's last revelation of the thought you have stored up, or you know, something like that. We don't know. But, you know, the question for us should be, is it possible for someone to take a trip to heaven and come back to tell about it? You know, that's the intriguing thing here. Is that possible? And you know, there are some scriptural accounts of that very thing happening. You know, we know Ezekiel, Isaiah, St. John, St. Paul tells us he was taken up to the third heaven. And, you know, the difference is, you know, they don't come back to reveal all this fun stuff about heaven. They come back and reveal what you know, the Spirit inspires them to reveal in Holy Scripture. But, you know, I don't know how to answer. That's how do you answer that? I don't know what happens with all these near-death experiences. I do know that there are, you know, some heavenly things going on because I've seen them. I've witnessed them as people are dying that, you know, we can't explain. And I don't think any scientists or doctors or anybody else can fully explain either. So, you know, that's the thing about all of this. There's a lot of mystery. And, you know, as Lutherans, one of the things, one of the crosses we have to bear, I guess, and it's a good cross to bear, and it's one of the reasons I am a Lutheran, is we don't try to explain all the mysteries of God. You know, there are many things he hasn't revealed to us. So, you know, I don't know. I don't know if that's an answer to your question or not, but...
Well, maybe with a few minutes here before we take our next break, we come at it this way. Does the book, it's referred to by the parents as they make the rounds to the various talk shows, as Colton's testimony... Is it a testimony that comports with Scripture? Does it claim something other than what Scripture says? In particular, does it present Jesus Christ as the only way of salvation for all sinners? Does it present an orthodox view of salvation?
That's the tricky thing. I think for the most part, it does. You know, I mean, the first thing this kid says when he talks about seeing Jesus is that Jesus has markers. And then, you know, there's this story that Reverend Burpo tells in the book about, you know, shortly after Colton had this experience, somebody in the congregation or a friend of the congregation dies, and they're not sure if he was a believer. And Colton makes it very clear. In fact, he... As a four-year-old, or I don't know if he was three or four at that time, but as a little boy tends to do, he just shoots his mouth off without thinking about what he's saying. And he in front of the family, the grieving family, as the casket's right there before him, he says he had to have Jesus. He had to have Jesus, you know, otherwise he can't go to heaven. So, I mean, the kid's testimony is that Jesus is the only way to heaven. So, I mean, that's definitely orthodox. And, you know, the first thing he says is that Jesus bears the scars of his crucifixion. That's also orthodox. We know that Jesus still does bear those scars. You know, I mean, that's the thing about this book. A lot of these books, I've read these other Gone to Heaven, Come Back to Tell It books before, and, you know, there's always these crazy things, and you're like, that's crazy. There's no way. That's so against what Scripture says. But really, there's not a lot in this book that you can shake your theological stick at. You know, there's a few things. We all have wings. What the heck is that? Never heard of that, you know. And there's other things like that. But for the most part, it's an orthodox view of Christianity insofar as Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven, and you know, he died for sinners that they can go to heaven. You know, now we would flesh that out a lot more, but we're talking about a four-year-old little kid here.
Pastor Thomas Messer is our guest when we come back. 10 more minutes reviewing the best-selling book, Heaven is for Real. When we come back, why is it so popular?
At least 100 years or so. There ain't no doubt. Everybody wanna go to heaven, but nobody wanna go now. Everybody wanna go.
Right now, many churches are planning their budgets for the next fiscal year. Your church can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by joining the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to include $1,000 in their mission or advertising budgets. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 on the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. Don't miss your congregation's budget deadline. Download the flyer and present it to your congregation today.
Whether you are just starting or have played your entire life, Oak Brook Golf Club in Edwardsville is your home for golf. Our 27-hole layout, fair prices, and award-winning staff, and ever-improving course conditions make your decision easy. We have always been family-owned at Oak Brook, and golf is our business. Our PGA staff offers leagues, instruction, camps, a senior scramble, and our family special where kids play free. Oak Brook Golf Club, 618-656-5600 or oakbrookgc.com.
Casting Christ's net on the internet. You're listening to Issues Etc.
The beautiful shoreline, the calming sound of Lake Michigan, the glorious sunrise, the warm June afternoons. This is Wisconsin Lakeshore Luther Hostel on the campus of Concordia University, Wisconsin, June 11th through the 14th, 2011. The program, Dr. Paul L. Meyer, professor of history at Western Michigan University and frequent guest on Issues Etc. The topic, the Crescent and the Cross, Islam and Christianity. Dr. Meyer will cover the historical background of Muhammad, the rise of Islam around the world, the beliefs and practices of this world religion, and what its future may hold. In addition, the four-day, three-night Luther Hostel includes interesting day trips to area attractions. For details how you can register for Wisconsin Lakeshore Luther Hostel, sponsored by the Concordia Bible Institute on the campus of Concordia University, Wisconsin, visit the Concordia Bible Institute website at www.concordiabible.org or phone 262-243-4343.
Well, Pop, he was very big, huge wings. He had curly hair, big smile, and he was really nice. Well, I could see my dad in one room praying and talking to God while I was sitting on Jesus' lap and I was looking down at him.
That's Colton Burpo talking about his experience, his claim that he went to heaven and came back to tell about it. Of course, that's the subject of the best-selling book, Heaven is for Real, another 10 minutes. On this Wednesday afternoon, June the 1st, with Pastor Thomas Messer reviewing the book. Why do you think it's so popular, Pastor Messer? Could part of it be that Christians are looking for, casting about for anything that seems to give credence to their claims, albeit however feeble?
Yeah, I think that has a lot to do with it. I think, you know, people are certain, they want to know that the story is real. They want to know that there's a better place we go to. And you know, even Christians who have had that revealed to them in Holy Scripture still have their doubts and they wonder, and so you know, they want to know. They're reaching out for any proof or testimony they can get to know that. You know, I think that you know, why do some of the false teachers out there, the TV evangelists and stuff, why do they pack stadiums full of people? And we know that a lot of what these false prophets preach is just crazy stuff. It's not even remotely close to what the Bible reveals to us, and yet a lot of what they emphasize is hope, and not just hope for a future life in heaven, but hope for this world and how you can have blessings in this life and health, wealth, and prosperity. And I mean, you know, people are just searching for anything they can sort of hang their hat on, I think.
What is your concern about that?
Well, my concern is that, as Jesus tells the parable of the rich man and Lazarus, you know, we have Moses and the prophets, and now we have Christ and his apostles. We have the full revelation of God in Holy Scripture, and, you know, Jesus says to us, he says, you know, listen to them, listen to Scripture, listen to my word, so we don't need anything further than anything beyond God's inspired, infallible, inerrant word to have the hope that people are searching for. And I'd rather us just preach Christ and Him crucified and teach the Bible, and there's all the hope you could ever need right there in Holy Scripture. We don't need these further testimonies.
Would you recommend that a Christian read this book, Heaven is for Real? And if you would, what would be your caveat attached to that recommendation?
It depends on the Christian. I mean, somebody strong in the faith, you know, like my Bible study people here at church, yeah, I would recommend them read it. It's a fun read. It's an interesting read. And there's a lot of stuff in it there's a lot of feel-good stuff in it, and it is kind of neat to listen to what this little boy says heaven is like, and like I said before, for the most part, it's pretty biblical, you know. The caveat would be it's a story that cannot be authenticated. It's a story that the author tells us happened, that he believes it happened. And the reason he says that he believes it happened, and the reason we should believe it happened, is because this little boy could not have known some of the things that this little boy revealed that he knew. Now, you know, and some of those things are compelling and leave you scratching your head, but there's no way we can know for sure. These kinds of books, you can read them, and you can, they're fun little reads, and they reveal all kinds of neat stuff. But do you hang your hat on them? No, absolutely not. There's no way to verify. There's no way to authenticate what happened with this little boy. I believe something happened with him, and that's the thing about this book. Pastor Burpo, he comes off as a pretty sincere, authentic guy, not as a huckster, somebody trying to sell people books and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's his testimony and the testimony of a three or four year old little boy. And there's all kinds of other explanations for what might have happened that he's describing. So, you know, read the book, have fun with it, but it's not something, you know, we're not going to read this book and say, okay, now we know heaven is for real.
How would you distinguish between this one, which you have said it doesn't contain any blatant false doctrine, there's some things that are kind of questionable in there, and it does, insofar as it presents a Christian message, it presents the Christian gospel, Christ's death for sinners, and Jesus is the only way of salvation. How would you distinguish that from other more bizarre publications claiming to have visited heaven or to have had some interaction with the life to come?
Well, some of the things I've read over the years, and some of the things I've heard on television from people who have claimed to have gone to heaven and come back, they come back on a mission. They come back to reveal things that the Bible doesn't tell us about. You know, as if God took them to heaven just so that He could send them back and tell us things that He forgot to tell us. I mean, and there's a lot of bizarre things I can't remember a lot of them off the top of my head. But I mean, most of the time when you're reading books like this, or you're listening to people describe some gone to heaven and come back to tell about an experience, there are just things that pop out at you as just absurd. But most of the time, it's really God had to take me to heaven and send me back to tell you this. You know, does God need to do that? No. And that's one of the things about this book that I think differentiates it from a lot of this other stuff. Colton doesn't come back and say, God took me to heaven and sent me back so that I could reveal all this stuff to you. He says he came back because Jesus was answering his prayer and sent him back, but he doesn't come back on some sort of mission where he's got to reveal to us all kinds of things that we didn't know already. So, I mean, I can't even think, Todd, of the, there's so many bizarre things that people have said in these books before, but there's just none of that in this book. I mean, with the exception of a few of the quirky things, there's There's nothing that just pops out at you as, yeah, this is not right. This is a lie.
Well, finally then, with only about a minute to respond, if Colton Burpo was a member of your congregation, he told you his story, what would you tell him pastorally? What would you want to ask him? About a minute before we close up.
Man, that's a tough question. well, I would be cautiously skeptical, you know, I would confirm for him the things that that he revealed that matched up with Scripture by pointing him to the Scriptures themselves, and you know, maybe the only thing you can say is, you know, I don't know exactly what happened with you, but I do know what God reveals to us in His Word and where He gives us the goods that He has won for us by His perfect life, death, and resurrection, as He comes to meet us in the divine service and to give us His gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation. You know, I don't think I would recommend that he be put into some kind of home or something, but you know, I cautiously skeptical, and then point him to the revelation that we do know and we can trust that comes from God in His Word.
Pastor Thomas Messer is pastor of Peace Lutheran Church in Alma, Michigan, author of a recent review of Heaven Is For Real. You can read Pastor Messer's review at issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Pastor Messer, thank you.
Hey, thanks for having me again, Todd.
Tomorrow on Issues Etc., we'll discuss the ascension of Christ. Dr. Ken Sherb will be our guest. Folks, in 1 month, many congregations are going to begin their new fiscal year on July 1st. The Issues Etc. 300 is our congregational sponsorship program. This is the time of year that you need to be introducing your congregation to the possibility of joining the Issues Etc. 300, including Issues Etc., in your mission or advertising budget for this coming year to the tune of $1,000 or more. Find out more about how your congregation can join the Issues Etc. 300. Go to our website, issuesetc.org, click support. There you'll find a one-page flyer that you can print off and take to your congregation. Ask them to join the Issues Etc. 300. Thanks for doing so. Well, I know heaven is for real because God's Word, Holy Scripture, has plainly stated that it is. I also know that it is real because that same word is brought to me every Sunday through the preaching of Christ and Him crucified for sinners, through Christ's real presence there in His body and blood on the altar for the forgiveness of sins, for the sure and certain word of forgiveness that Christ speaks every Sunday in church, for the promise of baptism that is washed in the blood of Christ. I am God's child and have been sealed for the resurrection of all flesh at Christ's return. That's how I know heaven is for real. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.